Love Talk Radio.
Can you hear if both of us talk? We're live broadcasting on the radio, so I wanted to ask you how you did. What's going on right now? I got some shots of you. Yeah, it looks like it. What's happening?
I don't hear anything.
Music. Oh, now it's off. Come on, damn it. Hang in. How long a fucking intro is this? So did you work on anything specific out there? Yeah. Is it harder to catch waves in this kind of condition? Yeah. I don't know what they're doing here. Just 5 seconds and they're going through all this. Greg!
Okay, Lon, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, we've been getting knocked up. Isn't that something? Okay, so welcome to This Week in Digital Media on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Greg Masters, your co-host for the show. And today we have a live experiment. We have our creative director and roving reporter on the sands down there in Huntington Beach, California, checking out the surf. And Lon's going to give us a report on what we've been doing these last couple of weeks, which has been pretty exciting, covering the surfing world at multiple levels. And today is I think we lost him. Okay, now hold on. This is interesting. Let's see now. I'm going to call him again, which is, this is challenging, folks. You know what? I'm going to, hey, dig the music while I dig the music here, the Wumba Jumba music, okay? I got to get his, I got to call him back. Yeah. Is this the roving reporter Lon Levin live from Huntington Beach?
It definitely is, Greg.
Okay.
And you've got the right guy. I was standing here with Shelby Detmers as she got out of the water to try and ask her some questions about the conditions, and her answer was very bumpy. But right now she's talking to her surf coach. Yeah,
well,
so
we don't want to interrupt that now, do we? So
he's giving her pointers and stuff like that, so we don't want to intrude on that. That's not cool. But I got to tell you, this is just like a football practice or baseball or anything, which surprises me.
Okay, so why don't you? So now you're on a cell phone.
I'm on a cell phone. I'm standing here at Huntington Beach on the north side of the pier.
Okay.
And the conditions are, you know, a little bit bumpy, 3 to 4 feet, sets of 5. And there's a bunch of people out here. And Shelby's out here training with some other kids who are a little bit younger, under the ages of her surf coach. And I caught his name before, but I can't remember it exactly. So I can't tell you it. But her father is here, Brett, and he's videotaping her, in which they'll later on go back, look at the videotape, and see how she was doing.
So, Lon, tell us a little bit. Now, so, again, you're on a cell phone on the beach. We're doing this
right.
Kind of an impromptu, see if we can actually make these connections. So far, I've lost you twice, and we've been bumped off off the web. So let's see if we can get through this. At any rate, give us tell us what's in store today. We've been off the air for a while. Lots of things have been happening. Why don't you give us a catch us up on what's been going on?
Well, a couple weeks ago, 2-3 weeks ago, we came down here to the Nike U.S. Open of Surf in Huntington Beach, and we watched all the heats for the men's, the women's senior divisions and the juniors, and we were here tweeting, broadcasting, taking photos, covering everything that went on. It was pretty exciting, aside from the surfing, which is very exciting. There was BMX riding and competition, as well as skateboarding and live bands. So it was a 9-day event. We were here most of the days covering it, and we've been sending out content over the last week or so. I'm back here once again in Huntington. It looks vastly different than it did when we were down here during the contest, because there are no tents, no setups, no arenas, no nothing. It's just a regular beach with a pier. So we watch all the competition, of course. Kelly Slater won his division kind of easily. He was against, I forget the fellow's name. I didn't make much of an impression on the, but the fellow was in the finals against Kelly. Literally gave up. Kelly immediately, when he got out there, caught a wave and scored something around a 9 out of 10, and I think it was kind of demoralizing for the other fellow, and that guy did not catch a wave. Oh, my God, until there was 3 minutes left in the competition, and by then he was way out of it, so it was kind of a manslaughter by Slater, which was not unexpected. I watched him through 5 or 6 heats, and he was awesome in every single heat he was in, and we got some great pictures of him. And in the women's division, it was a showdown between Australian Sally Fitzgibbons and Lakey Peterson of Santa Barbara. Lakey earlier had won the juniors, and she's pretty awesome herself, almost won the women's division as well, but she was edged out by Sally Fitzgibbons, who was quite good on the last day. And I believe the fellow's name, Felipe Toledo, won the men's junior. And he was quite good as well. So it turned out to be an exciting event for us. We met a lot of great people up there. We got to talk a little bit with Kelly Slater and take pictures of Kelly and videos, and videos of Rob Machado and Sal Masekela and all these other characters that were out here. So it was a good inaugural opening for Cirque and Zanuck Comedian. After that, I went to Oceanside last weekend to see the Supergirl Jam, which was a juniors female event. Once again, same contestants, most of them that were in the women's here in Huntington Beach at the Nike Open. And it came down to Lakey Peterson in the finals. And I believe she was up against, again, I cannot remember who she was up against. It might have been Melia Manuel. And, again, Lakey was outstanding. Just aggressive, going out in front right off the bat and leaving everybody to catch up during her heat. So she was in 3 heats. It was a short event. It took 1 day. She was pretty awesome and won that event. That did not have as much going on. And of course, it's the Nike Open. It was a 1-day event, but a fun event. And with us for Surf Geek was Brendan Masters, who you know quite well. And he was on the beach talking to various different girl surfers, and we got some interviews from him and his take on the competition as well. So that was a fun time. And after that, I made arrangements to, as I am following Shelby Detmers in her possible rise to stardom in women's surfing, I came down here to watch her train and take pictures of her and talk with her about it. She just went back in the water as I was talking here. She's doing 20 minutes in the water, then out, which is mimicking a heat, and then coming back out, meeting with the coach, and then going back again. She might end up doing that for 2 to 3 hours, which is kind of normal for her, And I think she does this maybe 3-4 times a week. And that's where we're at right now, Greg.
So let me add to the that Kelly went up against Yaden Nickel from Australia.
That's right, Yaden Nickel. How could
that's
I forget
right.
that?
Well, Yaden. And Yaden was demoralized because Kelly was so aggressive in his heats. And prior to the finals round in the semis, he landed this phenomenal backside 360 that just took everyone's breath away and came just a tad shy of a perfect score, came in at 9.77. When that men's final started, he hit the water like, you know, as aggressive as anyone can be. In the first wave he caught, he scored an 85. So Yaden's sitting out there going, oh my, he's waiting for the big wave to stay in the competition. And as it turns out, before he caught his first wave, he was 32 minutes into the heat. So
exactly. And Kelly, you're right about the 360, which we happen to have gotten on tape and is at our site. And a lot of people view that, Greg. And when you see it back on tape, Kelly is completely engulfed in white water when he lands, and you just have no idea what happened to him. And then seconds later, he appears as if by magic. So it's a pretty phenomenal ride.
So let me add to that. We're this week in digital media, and this is the digital medium that we're in. We're broadcasting. We're on Twitter. When I filmed that clip on SurfGeek TV, if you look at SurfGeek.tv and you go to our homepage, you'll see that Keller Slater lands sick 360. That's a clip that we got on the internet probably within 30 minutes of completing the semis. And
almost exclusive too. There was only one other person that we saw that even had it. It was from a bad angle and not a very good video, as far as I was concerned. I think we got the best video out there on it, which is
right. There was someone on the
part
pier.
Of what we're trying to do.
Someone on the pier got a different angle. Of course, the principal film crew there with Fuel TV on behalf of the U.S.
Yeah.
Open got footage. But that didn't get up and wasn't available till a day or so later when it was published by the by ASP. So go to SurfGeek.tv and you can see that Kelly Slater video. And as far as the Supergirl Jam that Elon mentioned as well, we've got a tab, Supergirl Jam, on SurfGeek.tv, and we put a sort of a mashup together of some of the activity that was held at the Supergirl Surf Contest in Oceanside, California.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Greg, and also, you know, when you're down there and you're watching these girls surf in the water, they're really incredible. They're graceful, they're athletic, they're aggressive. And when they walk out of the water, they're tiny little things. They're just, you know, they're kids. They're 17, 18, 20 years old. Most of them are pretty slight. Shelby is, she could be more than 5'3 or 5'2, you know, a little shade over 100 pounds. And when they go out in the water, they're monsters. They're absolutely incredible. And Lakey Peterson is a perfect example. She's very thin. She's short, maybe 5'5, 5'4. But more in the water, she glides around and moves aggressively, and you would never be able to tell that she was the size that she is and looks so innocent on the ground.
Yeah, I second that.
That's the amazing thing about the women, you know.
You watch them, and they're monster competitors, and then you meet them in person, and some of them are obviously they're all young, and some of them are strong, and others are fairly petite.
Yeah, I noticed. I was looking up the women's rankings, world rankings today, and Courtney Conlogue is the number one ranked surfer in the world, and Courtney is small. I mean, she's slight. She's 21 years old, I think. It's much different in the women's division than it is in men's when you've got older guys. Of course, they're much bigger, much stronger, so they have a different game. plan. You know, they're power surfers, you know, on the smaller wave. You can see it in their style where they're doing aerials and they're getting back into the waves after 4 or 5 feet in the air. But you don't see that much in the women's. What you see is a lot of finesse, a lot of attention to, you know, carving turns, cutbacks, you know, doing things that are technically correct. So that would be the difference to me.
Okay. Well, what do you have planned for the rest of your time there at the beach?
Well, I'm watching I just watched Shelby take some gas, actually. She was on a wave, and she just kind of fell off. But I'm here just watching, learning more. It's interesting to me. You know how long we've been surfing for 40 or so years, and I'm learning new things about it all the time. It's more technical, you know, end of things and more competitive aspect of it. I'm sure that there are times that Shelby just goes out, or as any of the girls go out, or any of the guys, and they're just having fun. But a lot of it, they're constantly working on technique. They're working on paddling. They're doing aerobics. They're pro athletes, so that they work just as hard as any pro athlete would work in any sport. And you would think that because of the kind of recreational aspect there is to surfing, where people just think of it as kind of a recreational sport, and it's at the beach, and everybody's, you know, having fun at the beach and tan and all that type of stuff. But it's very, very competitive. And her coach is sitting down here. He's actually grading every wave she takes. So it's similar to a competition. She'll come in and he'll say, "Look, you got a 2-3 on that wave and a 3-5. What was wrong?" You know, and they're discussing it, analyzing it. I find that really fascinating.
Now, is there a panel of judges?
No, there's no panel of judges. Just her dad and a couple other, two other coaches sitting there, and they're watching. It's all very casual by the lifeguard station here, where there's actually a female lifeguard who is in very good shape, I must add. And they're watching. There's a couple other kids. This one kid here looks to be about 10, 11 years old. He's been going in and out of the water. He's quite good, this little kid. And it's a very nice day down here, too. Little foggy out about, I don't know, maybe a half mile, but on the beach it's sunny.
So you said, so, who's scoring them?
The coaches. The two coaches are scoring them.
The coaches are scoring. Got it.
Yeah, the coaches are scoring. He's sitting here. He's got a scorecard like a judge would have in a competition.
And how many girls are out there today?
Well, Shelby's the only girl out there. There's two other boys in the water.
Oh, really? So she's getting she's getting a lot of attention here.
Well, she's getting a lot of attention from the coach. Now, there are a lot of other surfers in the water. There must be 50 surfers in the water.
Mm-hmm.
They're not all competitive surfers. They're probably just, you know, guys who love to surf. But it's pretty crowded out here. So I'm enjoying it.
Okay.
Greg, who could not enjoy being at the beach in Southern California? You know?
Absolutely.
I'm hungry. I'd like to eat something. But, you know, this is more important. Our job here is to do reporting, to be covering things, and so I'll have to wait to eat later.
Okay. Well, anything else to share?
Well, in the coming weeks, we're going to be compiling our Surf Geek magazine, digital magazine, putting it together with stories about Kelly Slater, Lakey Peterson, following Shelby, the surf scene in general. I think that Alan the Wave Man has got some ideas that he's going to put forth. And it should be out. Our fall edition should be out and have all this stuff in it, along with some great photos and possibly some artwork from the photos. So I'm looking forward to putting that together and getting it out and seeing the reaction that we'll get from the surfing community. I've already posted some stuff to the Association of Surfing Professionals, which is headquartered out of Australia, and they're interested in our content. So, you know, we're a new company. We're out there. We're trying to make a name for ourselves. I think we did a good job of getting some presence out at the Nike Open and the Supergirl, and we're looking to do more of that. So we're connecting with people. You know, that's what it's all about, connecting, learning more. I'm hoping that we're going to get to take a surf safari, so to speak, where we're going to go to Hawaii or we're going to go to Tahiti or somewhere, and we're going to get some sponsors to foot the bill, and we'll be out there, you know, doing what we do.
Well, very good, Lon. We appreciate that update. So enjoy yourself. And
I will.
We will catch up with you on the next go-round.
Okay, Greg. And I'm just watching as we're going out. I'm watching Shelby on a wave. She did quite good on that wave. That's going to be a high score on that wave. So I'm sure she'll be happy with that.
Very good. Well, Lon, thanks so, again for giving us this report. And absolutely.
Fun.
Enjoy yourself out there. Did you have your camera with you?
I was shooting as I was talking, man. I'm multitasking.
Very good. All right,
okay,
we'll continue
then.
The multitasking, and we'll catch you on the backside.
Okay, great.
All right,
take it easy.
Thanks for the report.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, folks, well, we're going to sign off for this episode of This Week in Digital Media, very much focused on surfing because, you know, that's where our attention has been. Again, I'll bring attention to the fact that we are a new company in digital publishing. We're covering video, live streaming, tweeting, blogging, and all points in between, including creative design, copy development, and so forth. Check out the blog, surfgeek.tv. Two other products are the Illustrator's Journal, and that can be found at illustratorsjournal.com. And our soon-to-be-released Just Oncology series, This Week in Oncology on Blog Talk Radio, as well as a publication, justoncology.com. Completely different, not related to surfing. Very much active, very focused in the healthcare space, and we co-produced that with Dr. Richard Just, a longtime practitioner of medical oncology here in the San Diego area. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for our next broadcast, which will be announced shortly. Okay, thanks so much, everybody. Bye now.